You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, where we discuss breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. You've been hearing us discuss the issue of getting Bibles into the hands of people who are desperate for them. Well, we've got the potential to get all 2,400 Bibles delivered today. There's a very interesting challenge and match that's on the table. I want to tell you about it. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We've been telling you about the desperation for God's Word in 11 countries in Asia, from China to Bangladesh to Malaysia to Indonesia to all of the countries that Bible League is working in there. And as we've been telling you these stories for the last couple of days, some of you have been responding, and I really am grateful. I'm always grateful for the listeners to this broadcast, because I find you to be the most generous listeners to radio on the planet. I've been to so many different places. I've broadcast in so many different markets. I on a weekly basis, am in over 300 markets. So it's one of those things where I see listeners from across the country all the time. And the ones that listen to this broadcast right here happen to be, in my estimation, some of the most generous people I've ever witnessed. And it's not because you have the greatest resources. There was a time when I was on a radio station in Los Angeles where the average income for the people that listened to that radio station was much higher than yours. But you know what? You give over and over again. And I think it's because you believe in the cause. I think it's because you believe that at AM 570, The Mission, we are talking about helping people in ways that go beyond just meeting some sort of temporal need. And so I just want to say right here at the beginning, I'm grateful for everyone that has given so far, and I want to encourage us. And I'm encouraged. When someone comes along and does something like they did this morning, I'm encouraged. And let me tell you what's happened here. We had a listener who said, you know what? I hear what Michael Woolworth and Kevin McCullough have been talking about for the last couple of days. I hear what they're saying. In fact, I believe it's so important that the Bible in my own development has been so important that I want to make sure that this just isn't a one-time thing. But for the next 12 months, I would like to give 10 Bibles a month. That's $50. This person is giving $50 of their monthly income. And if you're on a fixed income, if you're on a situation where you don't have a lot of money, $50 is a tremendously generous gift, even one time. But this listener said, I want to do this for the next 12 months. Friends, that person is going to supply 120 Bibles. Well, lo and behold, someone else gets wind of that challenge. They are so moved by that person's generosity that they are saying, for this hour, if you will do the same challenge that that listener did of $50 a month for the next 12 months, that they will match every single one of you that decides to do that. Now, there are 8,000 churches in the New York tri-state area within the sound of my voice. If one church from every 200 churches just did one of those matching gifts, we would supply all 2,400 Bibles that are there. That would still be way more than what was needed. But if only 20 Sunday school classes, if only 20 families, if only 20 individuals said, well, because of my sister, was it a sister that gave us that gift, Michael?
Yep.
What's her name?
Yep.
What's her first name?
Barbara.
Barbara. Barbara gives this gift, and then someone else understands the generosity and decides to match it. Friends, all that's left for you to do is to just ask God, am I supposed to be one of those 20 people? And if we reach 20 people that will take that challenge, they're going to double every single one of your gifts. Mm. Now, this is not something to be entered into lightly, but let me speak very candidly. Some of you could give a one-time $600 gift right now. You could write that check, and that would take care of that 120 Bibles. Others of you will do it, but it's a sacrifice to do it at $50 a month the way Barbara did. But either way that you decide to do it, or if you want to break it up even over less time, like $100 a month for 6 months, whatever, this match will be in effect. But I want you to consider, I want you to prayerfully ask yourself a thoughtful question. Why did Barbara take $50 a month out of whatever she had budgeted for and say, I'm going to give 10 Bibles to Bible League every month? Mm. Michael, when I see this kind of sacrificial giving from my listeners, it almost brings me to tears, because what it means to me is that the people that are a part of this audience really genuinely care about the spiritual eternity of the people that live in maybe the most fertile, gospel-friendly ground on earth right now, right, even though it's under oppression and all kinds of other problems.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Kevin, I tell you, I always enjoy coming here. Why? Because your listeners don't merely hear us. They respond, and they do so very generously, like Barbara, Richard, Nalisa, Joseph, others who have called and gone online to send Bibles. Yeah, you know, they really understand it. I think about the vision in Revelation, you know, gathering around the throne, worshiping Jesus for all eternity. You know, and who's part of that? People from every nation, tribe, and tongue, right? Your listeners get that. They can sort of envision that in their minds and say, you know what that means? Every people group is a part of God's family, my family, our spiritual family. And so that's, I think, why they respond so generously. Our hearts, our minds are with the people in Southeast Texas and with Florida, rightly so. But Kevin, I'm grateful that you have listeners that have an international focus as well and are really understanding this, and that's why they're getting involved today.
800-937-9673. If you'd like to be one of those 20 we need 20 people to take the challenge. Even though Barbara didn't know she was putting out a challenge, she was an example, and sometimes the best challenges of all come through other people's example. If you will model Barbara's challenge, $50 a month for the next 12 months, if we have 20 of those, all 20 will be matched by a single donor. An incredibly generous offer by those doing the match. And an incredibly great example by Barbara, who, you know, $50 is a lot of money. And if Barbara can do it, can the McCullough family of five do it? Can the Smith family do it? Can the Johnson family do it? Can my Sunday school class do it? Should my children be brought around the dinner table tonight and talk and have a discussion about the importance of God's word and why we believe the word of God is important? One of the things, and I don't say this, Michael, to put myself on any kind of pedestal, because it's not me, but my friend Sally Lloyd-Jones, who's written the children's Bible, has had a massive impact on the developing minds of my 2, 5, and 7-year-old. And while we don't break out the King James every night at the dinner table, before bedtime, we are reading through the storybook Bible, and we're on like our 6th or 7th time through. But we're putting the Word of God into their hearts, the stories of the Word of God into their hearts. Why? Because we're told in Scripture that if we hide those things in our heart, that we will not forget His goodness, that if we put God's Word into who we are, we will be reminded in our times of need of His greatness, and His promises will become new to us every morning.
Yeah, Psalm 119, hide God's word in your heart. One could easily, when we say 1 in 8 Christians in Asia has a Bible, 12% of the evangelical population has God's word either as a full Bible, a New Testament, or maybe a portion of it like the Gospel of John. What are we saying? We're saying that most of those Christians, our spiritual family, do not have a Bible. They don't have a Bible, Kevin. So one could say, how do you hide God's word in your heart if you've never even held it in your hands, right? And again, this is something that your listeners truly understand. That's why Barbara is making this financial investment in Kingdom Work. You know, I was in Thailand not too long ago, and my radar was on to try to understand what are these Christians who are, they make up about 1% of the population in their country, Kevin. What do they think about us here in America? Do they view us as the fat and sassy church in America? And I can tell you, in Thai, and we were, of course, listening in English, we had a translator, they said in very, very loving terms, we are so grateful that in America, the church there would hear our cries for Bibles, that they would pray for us, and that God has given you a discretionary income so that after your bills are paid, you can either save it or spend it or invest it in Kingdom Work. I can tell you, there is a deep-seated gratitude for our ability here in the States, and again, understanding God's given us a discretionary income. It's not something that a lot of people have in Thailand and Malaysia and other parts of Asia where poverty is so abject. But you know what? We've got that here. And I said earlier, if you can find a better investment for your dollar today, you need to go find it. But for $5, you can send a Bible to these Thai Christians, the people I encountered earlier this year. They're so grateful that we would hear their cries for Bibles. And Kevin, I'm so grateful that we can come and engage with your listeners here in the work of the Great Commission.
Well, let's continue that discussion. In fact, when we return, we'll go to Vietnam and have a little visit in Vietnam and see what is happening there. But friends, if you can give a gift of $150 one-time gift, that's 30 Bibles. But if you can take our challenge and do $50 a month for the next 12 months, if we get 20 of those in this hour, every one of them will be doubled Bible for Bible. Can you call 800-937-9673? Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talk about why it's good to lose that 20 to 40 plus pounds that may be a little bit extra on you. You're going to feel better. You're going to be in better health. You're going to like what you see better in the mirror. But maybe you're saying, Kev, I don't know of any way I could lose that 20 to 40 plus pounds. Well, I do. In fact, they guarantee that they will when you try the program. It's Bay Ridge Holistic Healthcare, and it's called A New You in 40 Days. Now, if you've never thought that you could improve your overall health and lose 20 to 40 plus pounds guaranteed in 40 days, then I've got a real surprise for you. I did it 2.5 years ago, and I have been able to keep it off. I want you to try it as well. Dr. Kerry Scorsese is the guy that heads up the entire operation, and he is going to be thrilled with your results, as will you, as you see the pounds come off. They are guaranteed to help it happen. It will be all natural. You eat only real food. You won't be hungry, and you're going to watch the weight drop off. 844-THE-DIET, 844-THE-DIET, or go to anewyouin40days.com. That's anewyouin40days.com.
Butterfugo and Associates has successfully won nearly $500 million in verdicts and settlements. Dan talks about representing Scott.
Scott's case was one of the most important cases my office ever handled. First of all, Scott was a true public servant. He was actually working as a state police officer when he was injured. He was riding an ATV on the dunes when it hit a defect that shouldn't have been there from an old snow fence. His ATV flipped over, he broke his neck, and he became a quadriplegic. The state offered $0 to settle this case, so it was all or nothing. We had to win this case, which we did. In state court, the case settled for close to $15 million. The actual payout is closer to about $40 million, so Scott is set for the rest of his life with his family. The case was so important it made the front page of the Law Journal.
For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT, 1-800-669-4878, helping accident victims rebuild their lives. Butterfugo & Associates, 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Everyone agrees that a beautiful engagement ring adds to the happiness of a couple's life together. Many couples believe they can't afford a custom designed ring and they end up settling for whatever the jeweler happens to have in stock. No matter what your budget, you can get a beautiful custom design engagement ring and or wedding bands if you call my friend Anu at Lord's Diamonds. Anu takes incredible pride in helping clients get the custom designed ring of their dreams. When you work with Lord's Diamonds, you'll start from scratch and as a team be part of the entire process from hand selecting the perfect diamond to choosing the initial ring model and the finished piece and all of it within your budget. Honesty, integrity, great Christian values. This is what Anu and Lord's Diamonds are all about. I've bought pieces from Anu. I wouldn't go anywhere else, nor should you. The follow-up and the caring are unmatched anywhere. To set up an appointment, call my friend Anu today, 212-789-8500. That's Lord's Diamonds, 212-789-8500, or lordsdiamonds.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller, guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women, and now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping when you text the word GROW to 246810. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that texts the word GROW to 246810 gets a 90-day risk-free supply with free shipping. Text GROW to 246810. That's GROW to 246810.
Income matters. We all know this. It's not a secret. Income can come from many sources. We at Gary Goldberg Financial Services like dividend-paying stocks. We prefer high-quality dividend-paying stocks, not for everything in your investment portfolio and not all of the time. But if you're looking for income, especially in retirement, look at companies that have a history of raising their dividends on a regular basis. You can call us at 1-800-377-5757 to request our brochure on high-quality dividend-paying stocks and for information about our proprietary Dividend Buster program. It's comprised of 15 high-quality stocks which have been well-researched by our firm. Call us at 1-800-377-5757 for more on our Dividend Buster program or to set up a no-charge, no-obligation consultation with one of our investment professionals. Gary Goldberg Financial Services, money management for real people. 1-800-377-5757 or visit us online at ggfs.com.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Yeah. I know how it works. Somebody said, Kev, you told us about the challenge, but you didn't give us the phone number enough times. Okay, I hear you. It's 800-937-9673. I hate it when I disappoint you. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry. But I'll give it to you again. 1-800-937-9673. 800-937-9673. And if you're just turning on the radio, we are in the midst of a very exciting challenge. Barbara earlier today said, you know what? I'm going to give $50 a month for the next 12 months. That's 10 Bibles each month. Each month, 10 more Bibles going to Asia. Maybe a different country each time. Who knows? China 1 month, Thailand another, Bangladesh another. But she's going to, over the next year, supply... You add them up. That's 120 Bibles. $50 a month is how she's going to do that. And the word got out, and now someone would like to make a challenge and match that challenge. And that is, if we can find 20 people that will take Barbara's example and make it their own, they will match that as well. I can't even add up how many Bibles that would be. That's like 4,000 Bibles or something like that. So could you be a family that does a $50 a month? It's a real championship pledge for the kingdom work. I mean, you're saying, hey, for the next 12 months, I'm going to every month, $50, I'm going to do that. But I know, friend, that you will be blessed. And when you think that every Bible ends up bringing about 12 people to faith in Christ, what an investment. What an investment in the kingdom. Michael Woolworth is with us from Bible League. And Michael, you promised to take us to Vietnam. What are we going to see?
Yeah, most of us can remember the Vietnam War, right? Millions killed, affected by Agent Orange. In fact, I knew a man that suffered just terrible health issues, Kevin, over the years because he served in Vietnam and experienced Agent Orange. You remember the fall of Saigon, now called Ho Chi Minh City. But where is Vietnam? Southeast Asia, Laos and Cambodia to the west, China to the north, the South China Sea to the east. It's a socialist country. About 95 million people live here. 8 in 10 are Buddhist. The Christian community has grown quite admirably just in recent years, from about 2% of the population to about 5% of the population. A man by the name of Tien's about 50. He's a Hmong farmer there, lives north of Hanoi, a little town called Thai Nguyen, lives there with his wife and his teenage children. He is a former Buddhist, and he would tell us that he was a Buddhist from the cradle till about 40 years of age. And he says, Michael, as far as you can look, he said, my grandparents, great-grandparents, cousins, aunts, uncles, parents, siblings, all Buddhists. And you know what Buddhism is? It really promises peace through its dharmas and karma and veneration of the Buddha. Reincarnation allows you many lifetimes to sort of achieve a state of nirvana. For this man, Tien, he said it never really delivered for him. It gave him some really basic lifestyle things, but it never left him fully satisfied. He said, it left me thirsty and hungry, Michael. And, you know, I'm thinking of Jesus in John 6:35. You know, in this part of the text, Jesus has just fed the 5,000 by the Sea of Galilee. He has just walked on the water. He declared himself the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, will never be thirsty again. So Tien is he comes to faith in Christ because a Bible League volunteer gives him a Bible, not because he cherished it, but because he just saw it really as another book, another set of philosophies to adopt. God had a different plan, brought this man to faith in Christ, and now Tien is trained to share Jesus. He's not done much except lead about 100 people to Christ, Kevin, over the last 6 months in this part of Vietnam.
Wow.
So what he's done is he's gone through Project Philip. That's a strategy that we use worldwide. What is it? It's Christianity 101. What's it mean that Jesus is both God and man? What's it mean to die to self when Jesus says in this kingdom, if you want to be great, you'll learn to be the servant of all? All of those things wrapped up in this Project Philip Bible study. The Gospel of John is the backdrop for the study. So over a period of about 8 weeks, somebody that is exploring Christianity might come in contact with that one-on-one, in the case of TN, and then attached to a group Bible study, and then connected to a local evangelical church, in this case, not far from the area of Hanoi, Vietnam. Paul is the man that introduced TN to Christ, and we talked about the number 12. On average, 12 people impacted very, very quickly. In the case of TN, it is 100, Kevin, and so we see a major investment here. The duplicity, if you will, of creating disciples. And let me share a cut from here, a very, very short cut from a man by the name of Paul. He is the man that led TN to Christ. He talks about the pushback of getting the Bible, but oh, what it means when people get the Word of God in their own language.
If you provide us 1,000 Bible, thank God. And all those Bible we will provide to our new convert, and especially the people that need the Word of God, you know, for their hope. And I try to make a contact those people and share this God's word to those people need.
Yeah, a man like TN is why this part of the world is becoming a world center of Christianity. It's why the Christian community has grown from 2% to 5% in a very, very short period of time. But as Paul says here, if you gave us 1,000 Bibles today, we'd get rid of them. Why? Many people have come to faith in Christ, and because of the communistic influence, the influence of Buddhism, the poverty that's in this part of the world, people simply cannot access the Word. But Kevin, we can do it today, and people like Wendy of Brooklyn, Ruth of Bronx, and William of Newburgh are hearing the cries for Bibles, and they're getting involved today.
We're so grateful for those of you that have already given, but when you hear Paul in that soundbite say, if we had 1,000 Bibles, we wouldn't even keep them. They would be gone so quickly because of the need. Friends, as Michael just mentioned, on average, Bible League sees about 12 people come to faith in Christ per Bible that is given. Mm. Well, imagine one of those pastors bringing 100 to Christ in less than 6 months. I mean, that's just truly amazing. But that is the power of God's Word to work in the hearts of mankind. And I think it's one of the reasons why Barbara earlier today said, you know what? I live on a fixed income. I'm going to do $50 a month, but this God's convinced me that this is what I should do. 10 Bibles a month for the next year is what she's going to do. If there are 20 that will follow her example, we have a matching donor that is going to match every single one of those gifts. But friends, if you can't do that, if that is beyond your financial reach, could you consider a gift of $150? That would be 30 Bibles. Could you do a gift of $20? That's 4 Bibles. I am of the opinion that it doesn't matter your income, that everyone listening to the sound of my voice could do at least one Bible for $5. But if you can do more, remember 12 people coming to faith for every Bible that's given. It's what they've studied over the years. It's just how it's averaged out that the Bible League has been able to track it. Here's the phone number. Yes, Kevin remembered he's going to give the phone number, 800-937-9673. But we need those 20 families that are going to do that to meet that challenge this hour. 1-800-937-9673, 1-800-YES-WORD, or online at am570themission.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Would it be nice to have some extra cash, maybe by consolidating your home equity with your first mortgage and saving monthly on the bill that you're paying? With Mike and Brian at Intercontinental Capital Group, you can. Give them a call at 800-300-8919. In addition, with home values rising, Mike and Brian want to let you know that you can eliminate your PMI, private mortgage insurance, and they're there to help. 800-300-8919 is their number, so give them a call. That's Intercontinental Capital Group. Licensed mortgage banker, equal housing lender, NMLS 60134.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard.
After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product. Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code THEMISSION.
This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
For the last two decades, we've all heard the mantra, no tan is a good tan. Dermatologists are absolutely obsessed with keeping you out of the sun to prevent skin cancer. But we've evolved as animals that live in harmony with the sun. Without it, we become sick from vitamin D deficiency. The ancient Romans who invaded England found that out. And we all know that our moods improve when we sit outside in the sun. Now there's new evidence that sunshine actually decreases your chance of becoming obese and getting diabetes. Sun exposure causes your skin to release a chemical called nitric oxide, and that lowers blood pressure and decreases diabetes and weight gain. But more than 20 minutes of sunshine impairs your immune system and can lead to skin cancer and wrinkles. So what's my advice? 20 minutes of sunshine a day can keep you healthy, but then slather on that zinc oxide sunscreen. This is What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging eyelids and, oh my goodness, jowls. Almost overnight, you look older. I tackle aging spurts with eyelid and facelifts and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera, and the brand new jowl lifting InstaLift. And I creatively use wrinkle filler to help bring back your natural beauty without distorting your features. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. Your solution might be a simple as having moles removed. My offices are on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and in Somerset, New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And mention you heard plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry on AM 970, and you'll receive a bottle of my nighttime serum during your consultation.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. Those of you that have been generous and you've already given, we are so grateful for every single gift. For those of you that have given $100 and you're saying, hey, I can only give 20 Bibles, there's no only there. That is an amazing gift, and we say thank you. If you've given a $10 gift and sent two Bibles, we're grateful for that as well, and everything in between. But I'm also excited to tell you that it appears that we have some people taking advantage of our challenge as well, which is $50 a month for the next 12 months. And I know that that's a lot of money. I don't say that lightly. But if we have 20 individuals or families or Sunday school classes or churches that decide, hey, we can give $50 a month for the next 12 months, that's going to supply 120 Bibles or 10 Bibles each month. We have a matching challenge donor that's going to match every single dollar that is raised through those 20. Every gift that comes in this hour that's $50 a month, they have pledged to match. So if you could stretch, if you could pray about, if you could consider doing that, we would be so, so very grateful. 1-800-937-9673 is the phone number, 800-937-9673. Michael Woolworth is back with us. Indonesia is not someplace we've talked a lot about.
You know, can we agree that in this country, Christians here face indifference or ridicule for following Christ? I mean, I think that's reasonable, right? But in other parts of the world, can we also agree it's an entirely different level? The persecution is an entirely different level. Yeah, let's head to Indonesia. This is in the part of the world that I visited recently, Southeast Asia, just north of Malaysia. 17,000 volcanic islands make up the archipelago nation of Indonesia. They've got jungles and elephants, tigers, the whole works. 90% Muslim. In fact, it is the most populated Muslim-majority country in the world. The capital is Jakarta. which is on Java Island between the Indian and Pacific Oceans. You might remember about a year and a half ago, the mayor of Jakarta, his title there is governor, but an ethnic Chinese man, a Christian, lost his office. What was he? He was jailed for 2 years for blasphemy against Islam. So is this a free society, as they say there? Not quite, but very difficult place for Christians and non-Muslims to find jobs, schooling, and to receive government assistance. Let me read a scripture here real quick. Matthew 10:28, Jesus sends out his disciples to the Jews. They have very few belongings. But in this admonition in verse 27, this is what Jesus says. He says, "What I tell you, shout it from the rooftops." And in that same section, he says, "Don't fear those who threaten you. Don't be afraid of those who can merely kill or injure. Acknowledge me here, I'll acknowledge you in heaven." Let me tell you, this is a part of the world with that much strife where Bible League has a very, very strong presence. 29,000 people came to Christ in 2016. 500 people trained to share Jesus using this Project Philip Bible study I talked about earlier. Quick story to sort of illustrate the return on investment. A woman by the name of Esther, a former Muslim, was trained by a man by the name of Jacob. We'll hear from him in just a moment. But Esther would want to reach Muslims in this part of the world. So she went to the university in Jakarta. She encountered a young lady by the name of Ada. Ada was in a moderate Muslim family, came to the university and encountered Esther, took her challenge to go through the Gospel of John. As I've said before, how many of us have used that to introduce people to Christ? Long story short, Ada's worldview was shattered. Okay. Esther worked with her one-on-one. She came to place her faith in Jesus Christ. Okay. Now, do you think that her world turned around and everything was bright and cheery? Absolutely not. Her family, very, very upset that she had betrayed them in their minds. They wanted to see her suffer. They told her not to come home. Bottom line is, Ada has come to say this. Listen to this. Very profound. "Now that I have Jesus, I have everything. So if I lose anything or everything in life, I still have it all because I have Jesus." This is a young college student in Indonesia who's come to place her faith in Christ. That's the type of person that we're praying for, the type of person we're reaching with these Bibles. Let me say this too, Kevin. How about Esther, a young woman who is ministering in a very difficult part of the world, has put aside comfort and safety to share Jesus, and she's seeing this type of return. In fact, Kevin, since she was trained to share Christ about a year ago, she's led 50 people to Christ in this part of the world. Let me share this cut, a man by the name of Jacob, and he talks about really not a feel-good spiritual experience that we're trying to create for people, but it's to introduce them to the God of the universe.
"To know about God is good, but to know God intimately is important. It is important for us to have the Word of God, because through the Word of God, we know who God is. It is so important for the Bible, the Word of God, to be made available in whatever languages that are needed by people to be able to have in their hand, to hold it and to read it and to begin to develop the relationship through knowing God for who He is."
Well, that's exactly the reason why Bible League does what it does. So that the person reading it can know who God is. He's the author of those words. He's the author of every thought that is in that text. And so it is up to us as believers, if we find value in God's word, to share that with those that are desperately hungry for it. 800-937-9673, 1-800-937-9673. Please consider that $50 a month challenge. And if you can't, consider a gift of any size. $150 will supply 30 Bibles. Kevin McCullough coming back.
It's no surprise that pastors trust and constantly recommend Dan Buttafuoco's office to personal injury victims.
Pastor Larry, a really wonderful human being, has a really great church, and his main focus is feeding the homeless. Pastor Larry was walking from the church one day, and he was in the crosswalk when he was hit by a school bus, very badly injured. The school bus driver claimed he was only doing 3 miles an hour, but we knew from the fact that the Freightliner logo was imprinted on his arm that could not possibly be the case. So we were able to prove that the bus was going much faster. The case settled for close to $5 million after the initial offer was $200,000.
What makes Buttafuoco & Associates different is they serve their clients beyond the case. They help accident victims rebuild their lives. For a free evaluation of your case, call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-669-4878. That's 1-800-669-4878.
Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
enter our newest Lord's Diamonds contest, in which Lord's Diamonds is giving away a $2,000 gift card. I'll announce that winner on Friday, September 22nd. You can sign up at am570themission.com or by calling 888-340-3373.
Hey, it's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get two lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires one line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. Once high-speed data, allow and reached. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's two lines for $55 per month. 2 gigabyte plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
This is an urgent message for men who are making more bathroom trips each day or waking up at night to go. A prostate wonder pill is taking Walmart by storm, leading to a 179% increase in sales. Experts just can't believe how well this one little pill helps reduce bathroom urges. I'm talking about Super Beta Prostate, the best-selling prostate supplement in America. If you're concerned about your prostate health and making more bathroom trips, here's great news. Since drugstores keep running out of stock, we're letting men try their first bottle of Super Beta Prostate free. Just call us ASAP. That's a full free 30-day supply. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-586-6272. Super Beta Prostate is a safe, non-prescription formula with naturally based ingredients that reduce bathroom visits and support your prostate health. Claim your bottle while it's still free. Call 1-800-586-6272. That's 1-800-586-6272. 1-800-586-6272.
Where can you go for the finest jumbo white butterfly shrimp rolled in panko breadcrumbs and cooked to golden perfection? Only at Long John Silver's. Try the new panko butterfly shrimp. Wait, what? You want more? Well, for a limited time only, you could kick up the flavor with our sweet and tangy sauce. What could possibly top this? You could add a delicious deep-fried Twinkie for only 99 cents. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more. At participating locations, see store for details.
Tune in every Saturday at noon for Healthline Live with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., and get your health-related questions answered live. Healthline Live with Dr. Bob Marshall, Ph.D., Saturdays at noon on AM 570 The Mission, WMCA.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you here. 1-800-937-9673 is the phone number. 1-800-937-9673. If you would like to take the challenge to give $50 a month and be part of these 20 families or individuals, 20 gifts that we're looking for that will take that $50 challenge per month, we're just limited on time. It needs to be done by the end of the hour, and the person that has made this match is willing to match every single one up to that first 20 that come in at $50 a month for the next 12 months. That's an incredibly generous offer, and we want you to have your works combined with their works and synergize to do even greater works for the cause of what we're talking about today, which is getting the Bible into people's hands that desperately, desperately want it. But any gift of any size multiplied times five is the amount of Bibles that you're going to send. So if you could do a $50 gift right now, that's 10 Bibles that's going to get into somebody's hands. If you could do a $200 gift, that's 40 Bibles. And we would just so love for you to be able to help us. 800-937-9673. Michael Woolworth is with us. We've been to Vietnam in this hour. We've been to Indonesia. The Philippines is the next stop.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, where is the Philippines? Well, it's this archipelago island nation. 7,000 islands comprise the Philippines, part of the world that I visited here recently. South China Sea to the west, Pacific Ocean to the east. Very, very hot temperatures, humid, lots of rain. If you're following the news, you know that President Duterte has implemented martial law to try to stop the spread of ISIS there. Manila, the capital city, known for heavy drugs, sex trafficking. It's a very difficult place. This is a Christian country. But, you know, for the most part, it's a Christian in name only. The evangelical community makes up about 10% of the population here. But the praise, I think the growth that's here, Kevin, is very praiseworthy. Last year, Bible League reached 164,000 people with the gospel of Jesus Christ, 400 churches planted. But the big issue is they lack Bibles. And that's why we're here today with this campaign, Mission Possible. In the Mindanao region, a couple hours away from Manila, there's an area called the Davao region. What do they have? Well, it's an agrarian society there. You'll find people bathing in the rivers. Again, very, very hot and rainy. A man by the name of Label, who's about 60, is a former communist rebel leader. This man has been jailed. He had killed Christians in another decade a while back. And who were these Christians? Well, they opposed communistic rule until about 86, when the Philippines made the transition from a dictatorship to democracy. But, Kevin, God gripped this man's heart. A family that was a victim of his violence prayed for him for 10 years. Mm. He became not only a Christian, but a pastor to the Ita people there in the Philippines. Ezekiel 36:36, I'll give you a new heart. I'll put a new spirit in you. I'll remove your heart of stone. The prophet writes, and Label is now a pastor to the Ida people. The church that he pastors, it's growing. They're part of God's plan to redeem the world. These are our brothers and sisters, Kevin. This man is now a brother in Christ, a Paul in his day, if you will, with all the violence he inflicted upon Christians. I can tell you, he is a marked man where he lives. The influence of ISIS, they hate this man. They try to thwart what he's doing. But you know what? He's not praying for an end to the remoteness, the poverty in which the Christians that he disciples live in, the pagan practices they deal with, the sex trafficking I talked about. As I say, 164,000 reached last year through Bible League's efforts, 400 churches planted nationwide through people like this man Label. You wouldn't think he'd come to faith in Christ. God had a different plan for his life. You know, the family that prayed for him, they prayed that somebody would encounter him with what? The Word of God. Here's what it came down to, Kevin. It came down to one Bible, one person willing to reach out to this bad man, one gracious God willing to bring him from the depths of depravity and to bring him into his family. Again, what's he praying for today? It is the Word. And so we're asking, would you get involved when you send a Bible? Let me share this shortcut from a man by the name of Riddell. He is a partner of Bible League there. Shortcut, he'll talk about really the significant need for Bibles in this part of the world.
So Filipinos cannot afford to buy a Bible because poverty, and they are very much engrossed trying to make a living for their family. So no more funds to buy a Bible. Even you Christians cannot buy a Bible. A Bible study leader who has 10 Bible study group members is not able to provide Bibles for them because he himself do not have any support for the ministry. Even his transportation going to the Bible study, he's having a hard time to find for that. So there's really practically no Bibles. There is a lack of Bibles to where they are needed in the ministry all over the Philippines right now. Between Christians, new believers, and communities, that there are new churches when it comes to Bible availability.
Lots of new and lots of no Bibles. New communities, new churches, new believers. He said new a lot there at the end of that soundbite, but not a lot of Bibles. Friends, that's where some of the 2,400 Bibles that we're trying to get there will go. They'll go into the hands of Riddell. They'll go into the hands of people like Label, who will go in and disciple and love and share the gospel with these folks. And we've already told you stories of Vietnam, Indonesia, the Philippines, yesterday Malaysia, Bangladesh, China. These are difficult places for outside missionaries to get to and to really have an impact on. But you know what? The believers that are there are fired up. The believers that are there are ready to go. The believers that are there need the Bibles to help them disciple those that do make the decision to follow Jesus. 800-937-9673, 800-937-9673. Earlier today, Barbara set the example. She said, I've got limited resources, but $50 a month, I'm going to do it. 10 Bibles each month for the next year. Would you take the same challenge? If 20 of you will take that challenge, we will see an incredible matching gift come through at the end of the hour. We'll get a report at the end of how many of you have actually stepped forward on that. But we are praying and hoping that this challenge will be met with great enthusiasm. $50 a month. That's going to be 120 Bibles that you end up giving over the course of the next year. And they're going to go to the Bibles for Asia campaign. We're going to get Bibles into the hands of the people that you've been hearing from. 1-800-937-9673. 1-800-937-9673. You can also give online at am570themission.com. Some of you find that easier to just pull up your smartphone and put in the URL and then hit the link and, sure, and give the gift. That's how I give almost all my giving now, to be candid. Even in church, when the offering plate's coming down,
sure,
the row,
sure,
I log onto the website at the same time. I give at the same time. You look at the timestamp, but it's the way a lot of that is done now. If that's the way you prefer, am570themission.com, you can do that. Or if you're old-fashioned and you like that personal interaction, call the people. They're standing by, 800-937-9673. It's Mission Possible. It's Bibles for Asia. It's Kevin McCullough, and it's you, 800-937-9673.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Suffering from back pain? The Brooklyn Spine Center is here to help.
When I first came here, I was pretty certain that I had stopped walking. And I am just so thankful to have found this center and everybody here who's so wonderful and supportive and always building you up. The treatments are wonderful, and it's made a great big difference in my health, in my life. I could do things again. I could enjoy my grandkids. I could just go on and on and on, and I'm just very thankful to be here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Keller, director of the Brooklyn Spine Center. Through non-surgical spinal decompression, we have been able to give our patients their lives back and offer them an alternative to painful injections or risky surgery. Please call us. If we can help you, we will tell you, and if we can't help you, we will tell you that too.
Call the Brooklyn Spine Center, 718-475-9438 or brooklynspinecenter.com. That's brooklynspinecenter.com.
Hey guys, it's Tim Lucas, lead pastor of Liquid Church, and I want to personally invite you to Collide Summit 2017. Join me September 15th and 16th in Parsippany, New Jersey. You're going to hear from amazing leaders like Mark Batterson, Ann Voskamp, and John Gray, plus world-class music by Elevation Worship. Whether you're a pastor or up-and-coming world changer, you won't want to miss Collide Summit. Get tickets at collidesummit.com. That's C-O-L-L-Y-D-E summit.com.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so thankful for those of you that have been calling. We have gotten some really exciting news that for the next 10 minutes following the end of the broadcast, if you still have been praying about it, you've been talking to your husband or your wife, and you've said, hey, we want to do the $50 a month challenge and we want to get it counted so that we get matched and all that stuff. Another 10 minutes past this broadcast airing, they're going to leave the phone line challenges open, so you're going to be able to get that in. So do the last minute decision making and then make that challenge if that's what you'd like to do. $50 a month, 10 Bibles a month. If we have 20 families that, or individuals or whoever, that give that gift, another single donor, one single donor through the generosity of what can only be God's leading, is going to match every one of you that have done the $50 a month challenge. So that's going to be an enormous boost of encouragement to the believers in Asia. Michael Woolworth, just a final thought and challenge for people that have been praying for the last few days but haven't picked up the phone yet.
Yeah. You know what? Good communicators like yourself, Kevin, will say, restate the need. What is it? 1 in 8 Christians in Asia has a Bible in his or her own language. 12% of the evangelical population may have a full Bible, a New Testament, maybe a portion of it like the Gospel of John. What's that mean? Most do not have a Bible. They'll begin their spiritual walk without a Bible, Kevin. Let me mention a handful of names here. Two people praying for a Bible. Danilo in the Philippines, a former Buddhist, a brand new Christian earlier this year, praying for a Bible in Filipino. Sadi is in Bangladesh. She is a former Hindu. She came to Christ only in the last year. She's in her 50s, Kevin, a baby Christian praying for the Bengali language. Three people doing something about this. Don of Staten Island, Mark of West Haven, Nancy right here in the city, sending Bibles, becoming Bible senders as part of this campaign, Mission Possible.
Well, Michael, thank you for making the long trip and being in studio with us. And friend, as you have heard us for the last couple of days, this is one of those things that there are just no other groups of people to do it. There's not going to be a secular relief agency that's going to say, oh, let's sneak Bibles into places where it's dangerous and get them to people who are willing to have them even against the law and at risk of losing their own life. No one else is going to take that challenge. No one else is going to traverse dangerous waterways and archipelago islands and all these other kinds of natural geographical challenges to get Bibles there. No one else is going to be invested in doing ESL classes and helping people learn to speak English, and then, by the way, introducing them to the gospel and the Bible in the process. But the Bible League is doing all of those things every single day in this area of the world, and they're just asking us to help supply the Bibles. So if you feel compelled, like Barbara did earlier, to do $50 a month and 10 Bibles every month for the next year, you're going to bless 600 people with Bibles. 120 people with Bibles. That's going to turn into that times 12 in terms of converts. Call right now, 800-937-9673, and be as generous as you can. 800-937-9673.